The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What the fuck is going on?
So much internalized fat phobia, self-objectification and racism and all of the things.
Shut up.
Misogyny.
Holy shit.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2932 of The Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevecast, and slaycast in Zahral, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, bishas, booshas, bustas, hustlers, and yahoos? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. Today's episode, the Beast Cast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all mediums. Welcome to the show. 2932, hit the like button. We're going to jump right into today's episode. Thanks for being here. Check out the buy one, get one, 50% off over at papaswolio.com. And of course, join the fam over at swolenormousx.com to get access to all of our training content, yoga, meditation, and so much more. Let's jump right into the nut. We'll give this swole card out at the end of today's episode. Falcon. Fam, hashtag swole season for a chance to win today's swole card. Drop in the chat, hashtag swole season. We'll give it away to one lucky beesh at the end of today's episode. Now let's get right on into that tip. Hoo-ah. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, first post today is from Leslie, and she's got her Saved by the Barbell tank on. Looks great. Maximum swole, quads done. Definitely had jellyfish legs trying to walk out of the gym. Hashtag saved by the
Hi, puppy.
Barbell. Aww. Great merch. We also have one from Robert, and Robert says, I'd like to introduce myself. I'd like to introduce myself and tell you my story. I work for Coke, driving a semi as delivery driver. My daily route is up to 2 hours from my warehouse starting point. I have been overweight most of my adult life. Recently diagnosed with high blood pressure and I'm on medication. Pretty sure I have sleep apnea, but afraid to do the sleep study for fear of losing my CDL for work. I'm determined to lose this fat and beat my high blood pressure and sleep apnea. been meal prepping with a sweet potato, beef or chicken, and boiled eggs for the road, been hitting the gym 5 to 6 times a week. Thanks for your time, fam. Glad to hear it, and best wishes. Congratulations on joining the Swole Fam, and let's make sure we get you on the right track. If other people have had experience like Robert, you could drop your thoughts in the comments down below. Losing extra body fat, mouth tape is beneficial for sleep properly, you know, losing extra body fat, proper sleep habits. Of course, sometimes when you have that situation currently, you have to make those adjustments once you're down that road. But, you know, extra body weight is definitely not good for sleep. And a lot of people that have excessive body fat have trouble sleeping. So definitely eating more protein and healthy fats and lifting weights and calorie deficit and all that type of stuff, yoga, meditation, definitely going to be beneficial and get you on the right path. Let's get into a couple emails. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com to get on the email list. Links are also down below, sending out emails every day. We got one regarding the what's the best split from Lacey. Lacey says full body 3 days a week, squat, bench, and accessories. Overhead with log work, sandbag, and accessories. And then deadlift and sandbag work and accessories, yoga, mobility every morning, even if it's just a swollen 7. Fantastic. And we also have one from Don't Feel Like Training Today from Mercedes. Mercedes says, today I will do chest, shoulders, and triceps, so a push day, from 7:15 until 9. Thank you for the details as to when you're training. 100 abs, don't know what that means. 15 slow cardio, I'm assuming 15 minutes. My usual vegan protein dinner at home, shower, and sleep. Hopefully, Mercedes, you listen to the show and you start adding animal proteins and animal food so you can be at your best. Very frightening for me, hearing women that are vegans, so sketchy for your endocrine system and for your hormones. You know, organ meats, steak, beef, eggs, so important for human health, let alone for females. But good for you for your training schedule. Sounds like you are consistent, and hopefully listening to the show will give you some insights as to your nutrition. All right, let's get into some questions, fam. Sweet. Drop them in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swole. Moving right along. Okay, you can also go to askpapaswolio.com and call into the show. Every single day we'll take questions as long as we got them. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio in the comments. First one from Instagram. Make sure you hit the like button. Thumbs up on Rumble. Thanks for being here, Bishas. Bertrand Reouche. Cool name. Can you share a reliable nutrition website to get nutrition advices? Aside from SwoleNormousX.com, I can't. I don't have any websites off the top of my head, but there are a lot of good ones out there. You know, there are a lot of even medical professionals. I mean, just because someone's a doctor doesn't mean they know what the fuck they're talking about. But there's a lot of good ones out there that focus on quality animal-based foods. So honestly, it's really about unlearning all the propaganda that you've been shoved down your throat, especially the biased medical establishment and pharmaceutical companies, and, you know, the demonization of fat and red meat for decades and decades and decades, and this complete systemic push for vegetable oils and ultra-processed foods that are really just industrial waste products that are salvaged from excessive monocrop agriculture, soy and GMO soy and corn. So in other words, yeah, avoid food pyramids, get after it from first principles. I recommend people just do a full elimination diet, essentially carnivore, maybe some fruit and stuff like that for 6 to 8 weeks. You'll feel so much better, and then you can test individual foods and customize your nutrition. So some people are going to find that they want more carbohydrates, a little bit more starches. I feel good when I have a little bit more white rice, especially with heavy lifting. Just meat and fruit usually leaves me feeling flat after a while. Doesn't mean you have to have white rice or things like that every day, but I will, when I notice that feeling, if it comes up, you know, I will increase that kind of starch consumption. But of course, seasonal is going to be a big difference. If your weather changes, if you're in a big seasonal shift, you know, if you're up north, you're going to get really cold seasons and short days, and, you know, of course, longer summer days. So your nutrition and what you have available, maybe you grow your own food, maybe you have local farmers markets, you're going to have different things available locally, depending on the time of year also. Okie dokie. Let's see. We got one from Niklas underscore E. Papa Soli, I have a real hard time growing my chest. Any tips? You have a real hard time with those nips? Come on. Nip problems?
As you can see, my nipples have been removed from my body. Where they are, I don't know.
Let's pump those chesticles up. So, yeah, I do have tips. Obviously, it depends on what your form is and what machines or exercise you're choosing. Could be your selection. Could be your exercise selection. Could be your intensity. Could be your nutrition and your sleep. But let's assume it's not. Let's say, look, obviously, you're not going to, if you have improper programming, not enough nutrition, not enough sleep, you're going to have trouble growing muscles everywhere. But let's assume it's just the training aspect of it. Okay. So everything else has to be on point. Let's say it's just the training aspect. Depends on the volume, depends on your intensity. I would recommend, you don't need a lot of different exercises. You need some basic ones, but a good converging chest press. If you're using a chest press machine, you'll benefit even more if you have a little bit of a convergence, your arms coming together. You can mimic this in some capacity with dumbbells, but you lose tension with the convergence. So with a machine, you can actually, or cables, you can actually, but you're not going to get it. Look, unless you have a machine that's really able to load properly, you're not going to get a massive chest with cables. You want to make sure you're picking some kind of basic movement. So it doesn't have to have convergence. You know, Smith machine, incline or flat is great. You have to play around with the different angles and see what feels best for you. But what I notice a lot of people when they do chest training is that they have their elbows flared too wide. So tucking your elbows a little bit more in, packing your shoulders back and down can really hit the fibers a lot better. There's a lot of people that do dumbbell bench or incline. They flare their elbows a lot rather than tucking them in a little bit more. And that could be maybe based on your physiology, a little bit more accessible to those, that area. But if you have access to a chest press machine that's converging, that might be a good idea for you to load enough to really focus on your body position and not have to worry excessively about getting out from under a bar, you know, free weights or dumbbells. You have to also, it's harder to train to failure or close to failure because of the risk, because of the risk of going to that point and maybe getting stuck without a spotter, this, that, and the other. Okay, let's keep going. Good question. Good question. Just some ideas, but you don't need a lot of different variety. You know, incline is going to hit all parts of the chest. So there are studies that show that if you do incline, it's going to hit all parts of the chest the same way, but it will focus on the clavicular pec a little bit more. So if you want to focus a little bit more on the upper chest or the clavicular fibers, you want to do some sort of an incline movement, but that's still going to work the entire sternal pec as well. So if you want to work, and most people need to work a little bit more on the upper chest, choose an incline movement. So you might want to lead with that. Let's see. Giovanni 69, Papa Solio, what's a good pull-up alternative? I only have dumbbells, a full bar, and resistance bands at home. Thanks in advance. So you don't have a pull-up bar. You can get a bar for the door. I mean, those are inexpensive. There really is no pull-up alternative. A pull-up is a pull-up. You know, you could do any kind of lat pull-down or rows, but nothing replaces doing an actual pull-up. So what are you trying to accomplish? A pull-up is a pull-up. You're not going to get anything like a pull-up unless you're doing a pull-up. Can you hit muscles in your back with other exercises? Sure. You can do lat-based exercises. You can do, but you're not going to get that movement. You're not going to get the effectiveness of a pull-up without doing a pull-up, right? A wide pull-down is not the same as physiologically as doing a pull-up. It's the same thing with, let's say, Nordic curls. You can do all the hamstring curls you want. You guys know this. If you ever tried a Nordic curl, you could do all the prone. You could use a machine. You could do hamstring curls all you want. It's not going to help you do a Nordic. So what muscles or what parts of your back are you trying to hit? Nick, let's see. You give advice about no phthalate free body soaps and shampoos. What do you use for washing the dishes? That's a good question. I don't actually know what it is. I forget. Mama Swolio gets it. I can check, or you guys can drop it in the chat and tag her, and maybe she'll get to it in the next few days. I have to look under the sink, but there are a lot of good brands out there. I have to actually look. But yeah, very important. So if you're really trying to improve, and again, this might not be the first thing that people want to run to, but don't underestimate the impact of everything from dirty electricity and, you know, excessive EMFs and Wi-Fi routers right by your head and where you work, you know, limiting that exposure, especially just overall in your house. All the boosters and powerful routers, and the neighbors, if you're in an apartment complex, are getting blasted all the time. But then you have laundry detergents, dish soaps, you have, deodorant, colognes, and perfumes. Everything's got a fucking fragrance in it
from bed sheets and all the polyester and furniture and rugs, like all that off gases. And yeah, you compound and add layers to all that and people have issues and wonder why. So I'm not saying that if you have a rug, it's going to make you fat, but if you have allergies, you have issues, these are all things to look at and to eliminate. And I would also keep in mind, when you're exercising, when you're working out, you want to avoid things like polyester. And I know there's all the moisture wicking and rayon and ultra processed and bleached fabrics and synthetic fabrics. But when your pores are open, you're hot and you're sweaty, you're in the sauna, you don't want to be wearing those types of products when you're sweating and when you're under heat, kind of thing. You get it? Okay. But they work great. Like, all our dishes are clean, totally fine. You can use baking soda and vinegar too. Like, all that stuff is much better than the synthetic soaps. You don't want to eat that shit, because that's technically what you're going to be doing when you, next time you eat food, it's on your plates. All right, let's see. Mev 04003, Papa Swolio. Any point to these, quote, green shakes? The point, people want to consume them to be healthy, thinking that they're getting all the things that they're missing. But you don't need variety. You need the nutrients. So people think that consuming these dehydrated, pulverized, ultra-processed powders are going to get them thousands of different nutrients from thousands of different fruits and vegetables and things like that. I don't take them. I feel great. I don't have any issues. I don't have anything like, oh, I'm missing, I don't know, I'm missing my spinach this morning. So you eat quality, nutrient-dense food, and you're getting in organ meats. You're getting all these things that, let's say, the cow can ideally process with multiple stomachs. I think a lot of that's a gimmick, but some people might feel good, but there's some sugar in some of these things or some carbohydrates. They might feel a little bit of a boost. And honestly, it's really about getting the micronutrients. So you can get the micronutrients from many different things. I would prefer to get it from Whole Foods rather than depend on a green shake. Is it going to harm you? Potentially. If it's a low quality one, it's not third party tested and has heavy metals in it or something that you're allergic to. So some people might take them and psychologically feel better. Hey, I feel like a better person because I'm taking it. I have a clear conscience because I'm taking that. I'm getting things that I'm missing. A lot of times people will take these things or a multivitamin, but then not eat quality nutrient dense food. So they feel like it's filling in the gaps more than it actually is. So if you guys have a your own personal opinions, I don't have them. I've had them before. I don't take them now. Again, I'll try some of these things in the past. I've tried a lot of these different things. And if I notice a difference, then I'll take it or I won't take it. But I've taken a lot of supplements in the past. I don't anymore. And I feel great. So what was I really missing? Sometimes it's just placebo. And because you feel like you're doing something, hey, I'm getting more results because I'm taking this, then that placebo might make you more positive and have more optimism and you'll stay with your whole schedule better. So it's hard to really parse out the individual benefits of some of these things. Dennis, Papa Solia, do people tell you stop eating so much red meat, you'll have heart problems? Some started telling me recently, then I took another bite of my steak. Do people tell me that? They might, in comments that I don't read. You know, really what you have to do is you have to do what's right for you and let everyone else observe the progress. So people around me have gravitated more towards how I eat because they see how I am. They see my health or my performance and my age or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, well, he's sticking to it. Like, I'm not doing anything to prove to anyone else that one way or the other. I'm doing things my way because that's how I feel good with it. And here's the reality. Most people feel like shit. Most people feel sick. Most people are struggling. So if you're not struggling with your health and with like all these other side effects and bloating and skin conditions, you know, people start asking questions. Hey, your skin looks really good. Or, hey, you're not morbidly obese. What are you doing? I'm doing this. Oh, that's ridiculous. You're eating a lot of steak. Well, you're the one that's fat. You're the one that looks like shit and has joint pain everywhere. So who's wrong? Oh, I'm eating too much steak. I'm going to have problems. Coming from the person that has all the fucking problems. So you have all these doctors, right? These vegan doctors that are promoting this garbage. and they look frail and wasting away. Their skin's all sunken in. Their eyes are all sunken in. Their teeth look like they're decaying.
Oh, you should eat. You shouldn't eat meat. It's bad for you.
Yeah, I'll do anything to not look like you, bro. It's not super complicated, honestly. If you're doing well with what you're doing, look, if you're a vegan and you're, quote, doing well relative to what you have been in the past, I understand why you'd stick to it. But you're going to stick to it until it's not working. The problem is when you're ideological about your nutrition. I'm not ideological about animal foods. That's just evolution. I'm not a carnivore and out there saying, if you're not carnivore, you're bad. And like, I don't eat any fruit because I'm a carnivore. My identity is a carnivore. It's in my screen name. And it's, you know, it's my business name. I'm a carnivore. Well, then you get stuck in this ideological trap and you have to do it and you have to try to prove that it works, but then you're fitting a square peg in a round hole. So you need to make sure that you are doing things for the right reason. And if you're pursuing your optimal performance and you're doing things to do the best for you in your life, then it is what it is. But honestly, if you're having a lot of problems, then you have to recognize that you're having problems. What you're doing is not ideal. Otherwise, you'd be doing great. But you're not doing great. So let's be honest. It's probably what you're fueling your body with. No, it can't be that. Of course it can be, right? It's like people that take experimental gene therapy, right? The quote unquote vaccines. And then, oh, it could be anything but that. No, I've had 5 heart attacks in the last year and I got 6 boosters, but it could be anything but that. Well, you don't need like a double blind study to use your fucking brain for a lot of things. Just observe. Right. It's probably not good to surround yourself with all these petrochemicals. Probably not good to put all these, you know, phthalates and petroleum substrates under your arms and spray it all over your body and breathe it in. Plug something into the wall that has these, endocrine disruptors and just breathe it in all day like a Glade plug-in. Use Lysol and, you know, antibacterial wipes everywhere and just sterilize your environment. It's probably not good to do that. It doesn't take you don't have to be in the scientific community doing research for 20 fucking years to use your brain. You really don't. It's like, I'm not doing well since I started doing all these things. Let me not do all these things anymore. Or, hey, I'm doing all these things and it's not working out. Let me try other things and see if I do better. Wow, I'm doing a lot better. Ho-ho. Maybe there's something there. Just a lot of people will tell you, right? A lot of people that are fatter than you will give you nutrition advice. You know, and it doesn't mean that there are some people that know a lot about the muscles and the body, right? But they're not really, they don't lift heavy weights. So it doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about, but obviously, well, what are you doing? You know, like who are you going to trust? Someone who's built the muscle or someone who's just talking about it? Well, I read it all in books. I don't really lift like that, but this is how you do it. You would tend to opt for someone who's been successful. I'm not saying that one person doesn't have good information, but you're going to trust someone that has the results that you want more than someone that doesn't. You know, you're going to listen to someone who is a billionaire and has like multiple successful businesses more than someone who has filed for bankruptcy 10 times, just to exaggerate. It's like, well, that's maybe you get advice from the person of what not to do. Hey, listen to what they say and do the exact fucking opposite. You're going to take someone's advice. That's why people ask you questions. Oh, you lost all this weight, or oh, you built all this muscle. How do you get what you have? Because you've gotten what you have. What do you do? That's why people always ask what you do, but they don't realize that what they have to do, they're not me, right? You haven't had all my experiences. You haven't done all the things I've done for as many years and with my kind of focus. And I haven't done some of the things that you've done. You guys have expertise in certain things that I don't, because you've done that for your whole life. So yeah, these all things are N equals one, and people that are science whores will say, well, there's no triple blind study that shows that. Well, I can also use my brain and deduce, hey, maybe I shouldn't be slathering my body or surrounding myself with all these noxious chemicals. And I can look at charts and I can look at things and recognize when the health of our society just completely went off the fucking rails and make some general observations that are probably fairly accurate. Again, use your brain. But if someone's coming at you with some ideological approach, then they're going to be resistant to change. You know, they're not listening to what you're saying. They're trying to make what they believe in work because that's their identity. And if they change what they do, they don't know who they are. That's what they've built there. And the same thing with all the fat acceptance people, right? They have to be fat. Fat has to be the positive thing. They can't lose weight because then everyone's going to be like, you betrayed us. You have that with vegans all the time. They start eating meat and everyone's like, oh my God, you killer. You lied to us. You need to be able to change your mind or at least evolve your opinion. And I have over the years too. It's just taking me further in this direction because nothing's shown me otherwise. It just keeps on proving like going, these things all line up. These things all make sense. These pieces of the puzzle fit. If things stop fitting and all of a sudden my health went completely sideways and everything was fucking wrong, and then I would have to pivot. But that just might be on an individual level. Other people might be fine. So, in other words, don't be a hypocrite. I'm not telling you, I never tell anyone to do something that I don't do. If I say eat steak, lift heavy weights, repeat, I mean, that's what I do. I eat steak and I lift heavy weights and I repeat. I get sun. I'm not telling you to get sun. I never get sun. I'm not telling you to, you know, there are things that I would like to do better that some of you might do better than me. Maybe some of you live more in a rural area and you're further away from cell phone towers and EMFs and you're able to have more land and like you're farming and doing stuff. That's something that I don't do. You know, there's certain things out there that you might be doing that's better. So you do the best that you can with the information you have. The worst thing is to have the information, recognize it, and then just pretend like it doesn't exist. But again, when it comes to science, people are always going to point to something. There's always a study that's going to show you one thing or another, depending on what you want to promote. But just because there might be 10 or 15 studies doesn't mean that it's true. It just might all correlate with like a certain hypothesis, but it doesn't make it. You could still have one other study that comes out and that's actually the truth. That's different. But then the journals don't publish it and everyone poo-poos it just because it's different. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. So there's no like, the facts are the facts. The truth is the truth. And then whether or not it's been uncovered yet, that's constantly up for debate. And that's why science continues as a process of science. It's looking for the answer regardless of the bias, regardless of what you want to be true. And that's the problem. When there's money involved in these major institutions and pharmaceutical companies and food companies, you have ulterior motives that they grease the wheel and they allow certain studies to be published. They're not going to allow studies to come out that say their entire business model is killing people. They're going to be like, hush that up, give them a couple mil, you know, shove that under the rug and then keep on pumping everyone full of poison. Okay. And not thinking that, you know, scientific studies are biased or these journals are biased. I mean, if you haven't figured that out in the last few years, you're just living under a rock. So there's no saving you on that one. Not sharing the hedge, Papa Swolio. How do the gym girlies go to the fucking gym if we're PMS fatigue or bleeding to death? Well, you're not bleeding to death. That's retarded. That's hyperbolic. You go to the fucking gym. You deal with it. You eat better. You take better care of your endocrine system, right? If you're eating healthier and getting better sleep and removing all these endocrine disruptors in your environment, like we've been talking about, you're going to have less dramatic periods. You're going to have less dramatic and less extreme menstrual cycles. I know because I've seen it many, many, many times. Mama Swolio in particular. If you're on birth control and all these, you know, hormonal birth, you're going to be fucked up. You're going to have all sorts of issues. Maybe it's better with that, but then you go off in it. The more regular you are and the more you kind of avoid all these disruptors or these outside influences, the more consistent you are, the more consistent your cycle will be. And you can predict it to the day. Mama Swolio could be like, she'll know to the day, like everything that's happening. And it's much better than it used to be. You know, if you're bleeding, more red meat, more beef liver, all those things, you can compensate. You can compensate for the loss. Yeah. And most of the time people are eating tons of poison. Their sleep sucks and their nutrition sucks. And you wonder why you have irregular, you're missing things. It's all over the place. That's why, because you're all over the place. Sheena, Mama Swolio, referring to, gave me a lot of good advice last week to help my daughter that has terrible cycles. Good. Glad to hear it. Bleeding to death. Tyler's 1900. How much would it cost for you to get a haircut and shave your beard? Well, I get my haircut, my beard every 2 weeks. I mean, to shave it off, how much? More than you can afford, I'm assuming. There's a price. It'll grow back. So if you want to offer me enough money and it's legit, then I'll take it and just shave it and grow it back. You want to give me free money, I'm not going to fight it. But Papa Swole, your integrity. Hell yeah. I'll take that money and buy a lot of fucking steak and invest in the business, and then my hair will return. Cute bunny bear. Papa Soil, want to stop being fat and drinking soda. Cool. Then stop drinking soda. Go to the gym, lift weights, eat steak, and you'll be less fat.
Matt Damon.
You can want things all you want. Just say it. You're just saying it. Just do it. You don't need to ask me a question. How do I stop being a fat ass? By stop being a fat ass. Kara, Alexis 03, are strawberries healthy to eat? Yeah, wash them. Organic strawberries. Make sure you wash them. Baking soda and white vinegar. You know, soak them. Rinse them off. If you have any issues with strawberries, everyone's got their own little allergies or inflammation. Maybe your tongue burns after a while, oxalates. Raspberry, I don't know how high strawberries are in oxalates. I think a little bit less than raspberries and stuff like that. But yeah, fresh strawberries, strawberry season in Florida. So quality food. Timothy 97, is stretching important? Yeah, mobility is important. Stretching isn't mobility, but stretching's great. Stretching's great, but mobility, strength training, activating weaker muscles and taking muscles through a full range of motion. Mobility, stretching under load. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can categorize. That depends on what you think of stretching. Just like, you know, holding or bending. You know, you want to do, in other words, you want to do mobility and stretching with intent, like strength training. Like you're holding stretches for X amount of time. You're using weighted stretches and things that are going to improve your elasticity and plasticity and strengthening the joints and stretching the joints and lengthening the joints. But, you know, treat it like weights. You should be doing sets. You should be doing, you know, 30 seconds or a minute or holding it or getting a little bit longer in terms of time. Cause it matters. If you're just doing bullshit kind of bending and stuff, you'll maintain or just kind of tread water, but you're not going to make progress. So people don't treat their mobility and stretch strengthening the same way as their weights, and it shows. Kiri 26, should I take supplements? I don't know. Should you? What does that mean? What kind of supplement? What are you talking about? What's your nutrition like? What's your sleep? What's your seven pillars? And then worry about the supplements. All right. Any last minute questions coming in, going once, going twice, going steak and some butter on white rice?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
All right. Good questions.
That's deep.
Just to follow up with the supplements thing, it's like, yeah, creatine's great. There's magnesium's great. But I mean, you know, should you take supplements if you're lacking in certain things? And if you're going to also, not all supplements are equal. Not all supplements are well absorbed by the body. So let's get into some posts. We'll see what we got in the folder. First one I see. Let's see what we got here. Who dat? Aaron says number one. So we'll take the first one through the door. Number one. Ooh, oh, Jesus Christ. It's like a black and white cookie.
What's
trans preschool teacher. Trans.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
All right, let's see what we got here. First up.
If you want to know what it's like to be trans, and work with children but not pass as the gender you identify with, let me tell you. I work with preschool age children, about 3 to 4 years old. I guess my boss sent out an email to like the staff and the parents of my room, letting them know that I'm trans and like what pronouns I identify with and stuff.
Oh, I got so much attention. Everyone was talking about me. It was great. Creepy.
My coworker is great. She has never misgendered me. And when I'm in different rooms, some of the kids will ask me, like, are you a boy or a girl? Because my hair is kind of like a mid-length, but it's short enough that it applies to the kids' logic of, like, boys have short hair and girls have long hair kind of thing. On my first day in the room, one of the kids asked me how I'm a boy if I have this thing. And then she pointed at, like, her nose where my piercing is. I've actually had kids correct other kids on my pronouns, saying that he's not a she, he's a boy, and like correct other kids. It's so cute. I've seen parents correct their kids too. The other day I was leaving work at the same time as one of the kids, and she was talking about me to her mom, and she was like, yeah, like, no, but she doesn't, whatever, whatever. And then the mom was like, yeah, like, he doesn't do whatever, whatever, and like kept talking, and I was like, that's just so nice. No one's made...
The narcissism is disgusting. It's so gross. It's so gross. It's so hard to watch and listen to these. I know. But this is, look, just think of it. This is just more evidence. Like, you have to homeschool your kids or remove your kids from these schools. You have to pay attention. And if there's any of these lunatics in your school, you gotta complain. Go to the school board meetings, get these people removed, remove your children, like change their classes. I don't know what you need to do. If they're allowing this shit in your school, I mean, it's already infected. It's like a virus. You know, once it's there, it's never going away. So once this is kind of in your school, you're kind of fucked. You're kind of fucked. To be honest, you're really like, if people are allowing this, and of course, and the teachers are playing around with it, playing along with it, insane. Absolutely insane. The face and the expressions from her, like, you're a female, no question about it. You're not a dude, you're a female, and you're just manipulating these kids. And it's just weird, narcissistic. It's just a sexual fetish. Like, you're getting off on it. Like, oh my God, they were talking about me and using the boy thing. It's so weird. It's so weird. That's what happens when you don't have a real job. I know teachers are a job, but not when your job is to manipulate innocent kids. You know, I'm not going to respect that. Teachers that are actually teaching children and doing the best that they can, that's one thing. But these groomers, no, they don't get my respect.
Like, an issue. We're still like having these conversations, which is literally the sweetest thing ever. Like, on one of my like first days, one of the parents dropped off her daughter and she asked me if her daughter had called me a girl the day before, because apparently, I guess, she had told her mom that. I was like, no, they just call me my name because we're usually talking to each other. And she was like, I'm sorry if she called you a girl. We have a lot of books at home. And I was like, that's so nice. Like, she didn't have to, but she did. I've just had such a great experience. And
Jesus Christ. This is why our country's behind. This is why their kids aren't able to read at grade level, because everyone's obsessing over what the teacher wants to fuck and what hole they want to put things in. Seriously, when I was in school, I didn't know if my teacher was, I guess they were married, because we called them Mr. or Mrs. Like, Mrs. means, you know, that they're married. They might have had a picture of their husband on their desk or their family. I don't even remember. I never knew anything about their private life. I remember when you go to, let's say, a school function and they were with their kids or they were with their husband or something. It was always weird. It's like, oh, I mean, okay. Like, all right, bear with me here. If you had a bake sale on a Saturday, you guys remember, or a sports event or a field day where the families were there plus the kids, remember how weird it was? Or you saw the teacher at a supermarket. Remember, it was so weird when you were a kid. You're like, oh my God, this is a human. You didn't even think about the teachers as people. They were just in the school, which is also creepy. It's kind of like, you know, they're just an entity in the school, but I didn't even know that they had lives. You just saw them. And I was like, what are you doing outside of the school? You exist outside of this building? You didn't know anything. Didn't know anything about the teachers. And cool. Cool. Like, all right. Like, I don't need to. There's no need. I don't want to know what you're fucking. I don't want to know what you think you are. Oh, this teacher has this weird sexual fetish. Yeah, okay, kind of not relevant. You know, maybe this person wants to pretend that they're a boy at home. Really weird to have that person with such a mental illness teaching kids. But if they're not bringing it into the school and they're going home and cross-dressing, hey, no one knows about it. So it's like, all right, keep it to yourself. And look, what's the real problem here? Is it the teacher or is it the parents that are going along with this? We have a lot of books at home to brainwash our kids to. Who wants to guess where this school is? I don't know. I don't know where that school is, but it's creepy as shit. Remove your kids from that place immediately. We're going to do one of these last. I'm going to call an audible because I'm assuming the last one, I'm not going to want to function after it. This one's called, it says Stitch Facts About Being Fat. And there's a title and it says fit versus fat man debate, parentheses gets crazy at the end. So it's a stitch. So it's going to be a couple seconds and then a person's going to cut in, right? It's a stitch. It's like a sequence on Instagram or a stitch on TikTok. Let's see what happens.
The question is, why do you hate fat people that you feel the disgust towards it?
Well, like I said before, it's a culmination of a bunch of bad decisions. You're less valuable when you're fatter because you drain resources, but that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I mean, in general, being...
Did you all know that your hormones affect how much you weigh?
I don't know where this is going. I'm assuming it's going to be like you can't control your fatness. Do you know that your lifestyle habits are going to control your hormones? We literally just talked for 20 minutes about endocrine disruptors and everything. So yeah. Your environment will affect your hormones, so improve your lifestyle and what you do and how you treat your body. But let's continue.
Did you all know that being born in an area with food scarcity...
Where's that?
...makes your rate of chronic disease, including obesity, exponentially higher?
Where are these food deserts? I mean, if you're talking about, like, these burned out areas of, like, Chicago or Baltimore, like, I get it. Like, businesses... But again, this is because of liberal policies letting all the criminals out and not prosecuting crime. So you have these areas where businesses are not going to move in because they're going to get fucking robbed. The windows are going to get broken. Everything's going to get destroyed. That's why it perpetuates. That's why you have these areas that are always just shitholes, because what business is going to be like, oh, I'm going to open a business in the middle of South Central LA? It's not going to go too well. You're going to have homeless everywhere, gangs. You're not going to open a business. It's not a prime spot to be an entrepreneur. Okay.
Did y'all know that the diet and fitness industry is an $80 billion a year industry? Did y'all know that pharmaceutical companies fund most of the nutrition and diet and fitness studies that are currently published?
Yep, based.
Did y'all know that the U.S. government and the people that serve inside of our government are lobbied by pharmaceutical, food, and diet and fitness companies?
Yes, pause. Again, these things are not... this doesn't discount the fact that, you know, you're in control of this, and this is based on the individual. So again, you see how close you can have, like, you can agree, yeah, the government's a fucking pile of shit. These pharmaceutical companies are piles of shit. These food companies are piles of shit. Yes. Yes. So we agree, but then you're going to be like, it's their fault. No, no. You take responsibility. Stop eating that shit. Make better choices. You have to. I mean, if you're born in the absolute ghettos of Baltimore, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's also luck of the draw. That sucks. But we have to, that's where crime and policing and actually cleaning up the cities. But again, it's a trickle down effect. It really is. There's so many different factors, but if there's a lot of crime and there's a lot of, like, destitution and homelessness and just insane people on the street, you're not going to open up a business there. So it's always going to be this perpetual cycle that just continues.
Did y'all know that women have a profoundly different hormonal cycle than men do? And
pause. Pause. Got you. Got you.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
Okay, so this is the same. Look, she's obviously going to vote Democrat. I mean, I'd be shocked if she didn't. Vote blue no matter who. So are you saying you know what a woman is? Again, it only serves the narrative. And I'm not, look, I don't know exactly the, I can guess. I'm assuming, okay? I'm taking a leap on what this person's beliefs are. But if you're going to use the argument that women have a profoundly different hormonal cycle than men do, but then you're going to talk about white supremacy, you're going to talk about the patriarchy, you talk about feminism and all this stuff. Like, women are not men, men are not women. So yes, they're different. Women and men are very different. We work together. Synergy. So you can't have it both ways, right? The left and the deconstructionist approach is literally whatever quote unquote truth that you want to leverage to make your point. So the goalposts move constantly. So in this instance, women have a profoundly different hormonal cycle than men do. Yeah, no shit. So what? Women have to be fat? You're born to be fat. You're just going to be fat. You hear that, women? You're a woman. You're going to be fat just because you're a woman.
They store and gain and lose weight and muscle in a very different way. Did y'all know?
Not really. There's other factors, but you're going to build muscle with resistance training and progressive overload and quality nutrition and sleep, just like a man would, but not in the same capacity, of course. So gaining muscle and losing muscle and gaining weight and losing weight, it's still the same fundamental truth. It's still the same. Continue.
They store and gain and lose weight and muscle in a very different way. Mm-mm. Did y'all know that the studies on caloric intake were done in a way that really don't apply to the vast majority of our population?
And how's that?
Did y'all know that the BMI, the body mass index that we use from an insurance and a coding
attacking the BMI
in the hospital and we use to tell people if they're overweight
say
or
white
not,
men
is
say
profoundly inaccurate for
how?
People who are tall, people
oh people
who have extra muscle,
yep.
People who are not white and typically not male.
Okay, so again, yes, if you know what BMI is, you know their limitations. You're not saying BMI is the be all end all. Yeah, if you're tall, it's not accurate. Yes, if you have more muscle mass, it's not accurate because it goes on weight and height. But if you're not exercising and you're just an average sedentary person, it's very accurate. It's very accurate. Okay. If you're not excessively tall, if you're not 6'9", most people are not. Most people are not over 6 feet, period. Very small percentage of the population. Most people are not professional bodybuilders or trained significantly. Again, right? If you have a heart, if you have ventricular hypertrophy, very bad if you're sedentary. But if you exercise or you do a lot of cardio and aerobics and you lift weights, yeah, you're going to have some ventricular hypertrophy because the heart wall thickens. It's pumping harder. Your muscle, your heart is a muscle. So the heart tissue will actually thicken. So it's context. If you have thickening of the heart wall and you just sit around all the time, very bad. If you exercise a lot, very good. Normal adaptation. Okay, so white man, white people, naughty. I don't know what this person is. This looks like the evolution of Sammy Sosa. If you know, you know.
Did you know that being categorized as overweight or obese actually helps you survive if you get admitted to a critical care unit in the hospital? Did y'all know that there are skinny people that are at higher risk of heart attack, diabetes, stroke, and cancer than people at higher risk of heart?
Do you know that there are skinny people that are? Yeah, I know. Unhealthy people that are unhealthy. This is why it's not about the body fat as much as is we talk about it. It's about muscle mass. You're obese and your endocrine system doesn't function, your resistance, insulin resistance, like your body's blood sugar regulation system, so to speak, doesn't function properly because you're not, you have no muscle. And if you're too skinny, you don't have muscle. So build muscle, lift heavy fucking weights. That's the answer. That's the answer. Oh, you mean skinny people sometimes aren't healthy too? Oh no, that means it's okay to be fat. No, you both don't have any muscle. This woman just never lifts. You could tell she's fat. No muscle mass. Why? Why? You're walking the plank and then you're going to complain about getting wet.
Did y'all know that there are skinny people that are at higher risk of heart attack, diabetes, stroke, and cancer than people who have people who are overweight?
Yes. Again, that doesn't change my point or anything. It doesn't change anything. Yes. Yes, there are skinny people that are unhealthy too. Very good. Very good. You must be new here. Again, that doesn't mean that obese is good. They're both bad. Low muscle mass. Very bad.
Know that your ability to put on muscle and your ability to lose and gain weight is really impacted by your genetics?
Not much. No, your ability to build muscle by your genetics. No, it's going to be the progressive overload. You'll build muscle just fine. You'll build your ability to lose weight. No. Careful. You also might be more prone. Again, your likelihood of being obese, your likelihood is going to increase if your parents are obese, but also you're being raised from unhealthy people, right? If your parents are obese and they gave birth to you, yeah, your genes, your epigenetics, like your DNA is kind of scarred in that direction, but also you're getting fed garbage because they're eating the garbage when you're born and you're eating garbage since you were a fetus. Your parents were eating garbage when you're in the womb. If you're obese and you have a child, you're eating shit the whole time. You're eating shit the whole time. They're like, your body is like literally developing with garbage.
Did y'all know that the vast majority of people who lose more than 10 pounds gain it back within a year?
Okay. The vast majority of people who lose more than 10 pounds gain it back within a year. Yeah, because people stop drinking some water, or they do some stupid restriction and they start eating again. Oh my God, I lost 10 pounds and gained it back. Yeah, because people make terrible decisions. They don't change their habits effectively. Most people do not change their habits effectively. You know how hard it is to change lifestyle habits? How many times have people started exercising and quit? That's one of the reasons why I detest personal training. People don't actually fucking stick to anything. It has nothing to do with me as a quality personal trainer. People just don't stick to shit. They don't do what they should do when you're not there. It's just annoying. It's annoying. People don't help themselves. So it's like, fuck it. I'm a glorified spotter. You know, eat this, do this, do this. Okay. Well, yeah, but I didn't do this. It's like, you know, it's fucking nonsense. People don't stick to shit. So like you do something for a little bit, you do something for a couple of weeks and you stop. Yeah. You're going to make a little progress and then you're going to go back. That's it. That's it. You lift for 6 months. Wow, I lost 15 pounds. I put on 5 pounds of muscle. Wow, you stop. Guess what? It's going to go away and you're going to gain that shit right back. I did things great for a few months and I went back to my old habits and the weight came back. Oh no. You don't say. You stopped doing what you were doing and then it reversed. Let me tell you something. You get in your car, you put it in drive and you step on the gas for 5 minutes. You're going to go 5 minutes in that direction. You put it in the R and then you step on again. You're going to go back. So that's kind of what you're doing. You're consciously just going back to where you started. You uptake the habits that if you have fat habits, right? And then you stop the fat habits, you get the swole habits. You start getting swole. You start feeling better. You do an elimination diet. You do the 90-day dash for 3 months. You lose 20 pounds. You feel better. You build some muscle. Your back pain went away. You're sleeping better. All that stuff. Let's just say, boom, a lot of you have had that experience. I'm not saying it 90 days is all you need, but if you did everything right, you're going to see a lot of progress. Then let's say all of you right now, Cerny, PK, everyone that started, you know, eating a certain way or doing these things or getting rid of these environmental toxins. Let's say you go back and let's say you just say, you know what? Let's say I'm going to stop working out. I'm just going to start eating fast food all the time. I'm going to not give a fuck. Guess what's going to happen? I'm not going to look the same way. I'm not going to feel the same way. I'm going to go back. If you go back and do the same shit you did when you were feeling like shit and looking like shit, guess what? You're going to be there again. That's why you were there in the first place. It's not magic. If you understand how hard it is for most humans to make a change in their life and be consistent, yeah, 95% of diets fail. 95 to 98% of people don't stick to anything. They don't do it right and they fail. Most people fail most things. Most people don't stick to things. Most people don't do things right. Most people do things half-assed. Most people don't really fucking care. Most people say they're going to do stuff and don't do it. How many times have you told yourself you're going to do something and you didn't do it? Most people do that all the time with everything. So you have this study like, wow, most people fucking give up. Oh my God, I'm glad we spent $100 million on that study. Great, great information. Most people don't follow through with shit. Ah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know how you know? Walk around. Most people are fat and fucking dying. We're all dying, I guess. But most people are fat and sickly. Why? Because they don't do these things. How many times have people started a diet? Like, oh, well, I've done this. You know, I used to be this and I used to do that when I was your age. Yeah, but you stopped. When I was your age, I used to do that. Yeah, I used to play football in college. That was 20 years ago, bruh. You know, I started this, I've gained and lost. Like, I'm going to get back on the pony this time. Like, I gained weight and I lost weight and I tried this and I tried that. Yeah, you never stuck to anything. And of course, it's hard to stick to something when you do something that's not stickable in the sense that you do some weird diet. Wasn't there like this lemonade, maple syrup, Beyonce thing like several years ago? And people taking like, whoa, my God, I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks because you're not eating food. And then, of course, you have to eat fucking food again. Then you gain the 20 pounds back. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, my God, most diets fail. You do stupid shit, it's not going to work. You do things that are fundamentally wrong that you can't stick to, you're not going to maintain. It's fucking obvious. And most people are weak. Most people don't follow through. Most people have no conviction. Most people have no purpose and no understanding and no framework for why they're doing what they're doing. I don't want to look like this. I want to look like her online. I want to look like him. I don't want to put on too much muscle. I want to lift weights, but I don't want to get too big. It's like everyone wants, like, I don't want to do anything, but I want the results. Cool. You're not going to get any results. You're not going to get any fucking results. I don't even feel bad about it. You're not going to get any results. I don't want to get too big. I don't want to build too much muscle. I'm a woman, but I put on muscle too fast. That doesn't happen. You're just too fat on top of the muscle. And you're mistaking like swelling or inflammation, or you're still eating too much cake. You're just lying to yourself. You know, no one puts on muscle too fast unless you're taking fucking tests, unless you're juicing. You get some newbie gains. No, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. All right. You want to lose weight for a girl cruise? You lose 20 pounds of water and then you'll gain it back on your first margarita. And you're still going to look like shit. You're going to lose 20 pounds unhealthily, water weight, probably muscle mass too, before like some cruise. And you're going to gain 30 fucking pounds. You're going to come back 10 pounds fatter. And then you're going to complain, oh my God, I'm so bloating. Now I'm going to get after it. Now I'm going to work out. Yeah, now I'm going to sweat and get this all off. People are playing games with water weight. They're losing 10 pounds, gaining 10 pounds, losing 5 pounds, gaining 10 pounds, pretending like it's fat. It's just water, most likely, most of it. So anyway, Most people just quit most things. I have the card over here. I always talk about it. Most people don't. Literally, everyone does these, right? You do a cleanse. Melissa says master cleanse is a lemon juice thing. Basically starve yourself. Yeah, I want to do a 3-day cleanse. I lost 10 pounds because you starved yourself for 3 fucking days. I didn't eat anything for 3 days. Well, I wonder how you lost weight. You kept on pooping and you didn't eat anything. And guess what? Once you have your first, I don't know, bite of food, you're just going to retain a lot more water and gain that shit back. They cut carbs, right? You're going to flush out water when you cut carbs. So you get flat and kind of dehydrated. That's why people don't like lifting heavy weights with no carbs. And then they eat rice again. All of a sudden, I bloated. I get bloated again. And I'm not even talking about the proper foods. People go back to eating the shit that was causing them gut inflammation, right? Now, we're not talking about quality animal-based nutrition. We're talking about people doing some extreme diet and caloric restriction and like water flushing. And then they go back to eating the garbage grains and vegetable oils and seed oils that they were before and wonder why they gained it all back. Well, you were poisoning yourself, then you starved yourself, and then you poison yourself again. I wonder why you didn't get results. I know. Why didn't you get results? Just tired of people's bullshit. You're full of it. You're full of shit. All right, let's watch one more painful video and then we'll give away the swole card. Here we go. It's called Fat Song. So everyone, get your self flagellating materials, get your whip yourself, punch yourself in the taint, plug your ears. I'm warning you. There's always a warning. I'm warning you, okay? If you're eating, if your eyes and ears are sensitive, just be aware. We're going to play this video, okay? You've been warned.
Hello.
Huh.
Welcome to Songs with Lydia Harrison. I have been thinking about fat phobia and I have a song for you.
Fuck phobia?
Fat people tend to know that we are fat. Fat people tend to know that we are fat. So don't forget to breathe and think about what you're trying to achieve. And please don't tell us we are fat. Thank you. And this goes out to fatphobic comments on the internet, as well as the medical community. Thank you.
That's a huge bitch!
What the fuck was that? Holy shit.
Matt Damon.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Boo. All right, so let's break down what we learned from that song. Fat people tend to know that we are fat. That's good. That's good. The power of observation never ceases to amaze me. Proud of you. Don't forget to breathe. Okay. And think about what you're trying to achieve. It's just a flight of stairs. Let's not make this dramatic, right? And please don't tell us we are fat. That's the song. So it goes, fat people tend to know that we are fat. Some don't is what I'm just breaking this down. Fat people tend to know that we are fat. Tend. Now, tend to know doesn't mean that fat people know we're fat. So some people have no idea, which is shocking to me. You don't know that. So some fat people don't know. So this is kind of open-ended here. Like, that's some valuable information. Some people don't know that they're... So don't forget to breathe. If you're forgetting to breathe, then you have more problems. If you're forgetting to breathe now, like sleep apnea, like, okay, all right, let's not be ableist here. All right. Some people have sleep problems. So in general, you don't want to forget to breathe. Shouldn't be something you have to remind yourself, but, you know, let's keep an open mind here and think about what you're trying to achieve. What are you trying to achieve? Certainly not lifting weights and eating healthy and fat loss. And please don't tell us we are fat. Now, I know that song was really short and stupid, but despite how short it was, it's still inconsistent. So please don't tell us we are fat. Well, you just said that fat people tend to know that we are fat, which means that some of you don't. But please don't tell us. It's like, I'm concerned about you guys forgetting that you're breathing and that some people don't know that you're fat. So some people don't know. What you're saying is you don't like information. You don't like the truth. I don't blame you. But, I mean, just educating you guys. You're fat. You don't have to like it. Please don't. Well, I'm going to. Because I'm going to tell you that. Because I feel like it's good information. I feel like it's something that you need to know. Okay, just wanted to break that down. Because I feel like a lot of you would go through the rest of your day being like, I don't understand the point. I don't understand the point. And the answer is no one does. No one does. So there's a show. We're going to give out today's swole card. $29.32. And we'll do a throwback after that. So hashtag swole season. Let's give this fuck nugget away. Falcon, come on now. Let's go, Falcon. Got it. Let's go, Mike. Oh, I agree with this screen name. Landed right on it. It was meant to be because I am that same person. The Hungry Lifter. Congratulations. Congratulations. Who's that? Who dis? The Hungry Lifter. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, swolecard2932, and the subject, your mailing address, in the body of the email. Congratulations. Congratulations, Hungry Lifter. We are one. I am hungry as well. And I do lift things. So, you know how it is.
And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
Shame. Shame.
Fucking people.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
We do have a throwback. We'll do a throwback after we have the closing nut ceremony on the Tainty Man.
Aww. Hi, puppy.
I better use my strong.
You know the thing about a shaggy's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eye.
I am the danger.
Now I know you love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion.
Absolutely true.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
~60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you can
make me happy.
Because Dickens?
Crucifixion is good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
A jelly donut?
Well, I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Because of the implication.
The ice, Chico. Never mind.
It's out. Coast to coast. All right, based. Okie dokie, fam. Let's get into a throwback. Let's see what we got in the folder. Oh, God. Let's see this one.
You'd be using the word obese. You'd be using the word obese to talk about fatness.
What else am I gonna fucking do?
It's derogatory and exists only to discriminate against fat people in a medical setting.
Or it's a result of poor lifestyle habits, and it's a medical term for a reason because it brings people to the hospital all the fucking time.
Oh, you don't want to hear that.
If you can acknowledge that the BMI is bunk science.
It's not. It basically measures, if you don't know, it takes height and weight. Well, if you're 5'2", 400 pounds, you're not ripped to the bone shredded.
The word obese, in Latin, it translates to having eaten oneself fat.
That makes a lot of sense.
If that's the case, they knew this thousands of fucking years ago. Yep. Latin is called the dead language. They knew that eating yourself to fucking fatness.
Thousands of years ago.
They knew this already. They knew this already.
The word obese is anti-black too.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Of course it is. Fam, you go back having eaten oneself fat. That's all you need to know. The human body is not different. So they knew then that, yeah, you eat too much, you're gonna get fat. So that's fundamentally. Of course, there's other factors too that are keeping people fat and making it easier to get morbidly obese, but we also have more access to food, garbage food, and blah, 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 blah. And people are less active more than any time in their life. But if you eat too much, you're going to get fat. Shocker. Everyone's mind is blown, I know. Tomorrow, we have an overtime segment right after because it's Friday. So join the fam, SoulNormousX.com, to get access to all the private live streams. And of course, today, I am rocking the long sleeve version of the Super Swole Bros. Fam, make sure that you are checking out papaswolio.com. For all the merch, buy one, get one, 50. That's 50% off. Thanks for being here. See you back tomorrow for 2933. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like
groovy, yeah.